here's a story from The World.
The numbers are staggering. Since 2015, an estimated 5.5 million Venezuelans have left their country. It's the largest migration from a single country in the region's history. And the numbers are only growing. Humanitarian groups are concerned that the situation is reaching a tipping point. Domenica Arsenyuk is one of them. She's the Colombia country director for the Norwegian Refugee Council. Domenica, what does a tipping point mean in Venezuela?
A tipping point in Venezuela is basically a combination of factors. It is the largest migration crisis in Venezuela, but it's also the world's second largest crisis. Still, the borders are officially closed, but people continue crossing the borders through whatever means they can. And because they are desperate, they continue leaving and searching for better opportunities in other countries of Latin America that are themselves in a very difficult situation. You may know that Latin America is currently continuing to go through a strong wave of COVID as the worldwide the cases are decreasing. In Latin America, they are increasing. So the people of Latin America are themselves stretched, and the countries receiving Venezuelans are in a difficult economic situation and public health situation. And then on top of that, you have migrants and refugees arriving.
You said this was the second largest migrant crisis. I assume the first one you're speaking of is Syria.
Correct.
Are there tools and money and funding that they have in terms of dealing with that crisis that the countries of Latin America don't have?
Correct. It is quite difficult for the humanitarian sector and humanitarian organizations to attract funding in Latin America compared to other crises in the world, such as Syria. There is simply more aid going to crises in Asia and in Africa rather than in Latin America. As of June, only 8 out of every $100 requested by civil society organizations had been received and reported. So we are still missing core funding to be able to provide basic humanitarian assistance.
The core funding you're talking about, is that money that's been promised from different governments or international organizations that hasn't been received?
Last week, we had the International Donors Conference in solidarity with Venezuelan refugees and migrants, which was hosted by Canada and which was a great achievement of the international community. In the course of this conference, donors pledged in total $1.5 billion. So if the money that was pledged last week is delivered, then obviously we would be in a much better situation. However, in the history of these conferences, usually it is difficult then to register this funding and put it in the pot for the humanitarian organization. So at this stage, we plead to the donors to actually deliver on the pledges that they have done.
Are you concerned that there's going to be a long-term or permanent impact on the region of this huge movement of people?
Well, yes, of course. This is a displacement that started 5 years ago, and so it is already having long-term impact on Latin America in general, right? So if you have 5 million people moving across countries, obviously it is already having impact that simply the countries that are hosting this population are not able to meet. But what actually this crisis requires are longer-term solutions and longer-term planning to integrate this population in their countries.
Domenica Arsenyuk is the Colombia Country Director for the Norwegian Refugee Council. Thanks, Domenica.
Thank you.